Did you ever think that it might have been solved by negotiation? Or if there had been different people on the negotiating committee? Or did you think it was inevitable?
Well, the fact of the matter is we were planning for a strike. We wanted a strike. Now, what does it mean to say could it be solved? We got a lot more in our contract by striking than we would have got than we could have ever settled for. We could have got them to offer a bit more than they did offer, I think, if we'd gone in hat in hand playing nice guys instead of playing tough guys. Mm. But we played as tough people all along, and we said that you're going to have to do more than this, and we're going to make you do it. And we said, you're being the bad guys. And they filled the role with perfection, and we were able to sell our people that they were being the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And similarly, they did the same thing to us. So the fact
that was the bad guys.
The barbarian boondocks, I'll say, tear down the pillars of civilization. So the faculty was united against the TAs, and the TAs ended up fairly united against the faculty. Now, the question is, could you have split it differently? Could you have got the faculty neutralized and been the TAs against administration? I kind of doubt it. Because most of these issues, the real gut issue was control of the jobs and the departments without enough money. A TA was patronage. Mm-hmm. It's something that increases a professor's power at the expense of a teaching assistant, a graduate assistant. So there's a direct conflict, and I don't see any way to settle it except by a strike to find out what the real power relations are.